Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local. As we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government, there are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
I heard the stories of you kind.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. Glad to be with you on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Thanks for tuning in on this day. A little gloomy day out there, but the weather's, it's Wisconsin. It's August. It's going to come and go a little bit. Let's hear this part. That's an original from Counterboy called Black Unicorn. Great tune, great band, great people. We hear from the guitar player on Pizza Box Show when we do the the guitar solos in relation to Pizza Box Sponsor. But also, that is my brother on the vocals, and he wrote the song, so love putting their music out because it's good stuff. Okay, we are here with you today, once again, to talk about local businesses and organizations and events. Last week, remember, we really focused on events with the Cap Times Idea Fest coming up here in September. And then also Dane by Local's Eat Local, Give Local event, which took place on Thursday. So let me thank you personally for going out on Thursday, supporting local businesses, local restaurants, and Dane by Local at the same time. Simply by eating, enjoying some of what the local cuisine and establishments have to offer here, there were more than 40 local businesses that were involved in that event all around Dane County, different parts. So no matter where you live, whether it's west side of the county, northeast corner of the county, you had opportunities to conveniently enjoy and participate. And you did, because the early results from that event are looking really great. Good feedback from the participants and also from Dane by Local themselves. So it was just such a wonderful event that showcases local businesses, but also, like I said, helps raise money for DBL. And if you're wondering, I mean, we talk about, you know, things on this show, and we talk about Dane by Local. We talk with Megan and Colin from time to time about the work of the organization. But there are more than 600 members, 600 local businesses and nonprofits in and around Dane County. So just to clarify, Dane by Local is Dane County and members on all the contiguous counties, all the counties that touch Dane County and border Dane County, all have the ability to have local businesses be a part of DBL as well. And so more than 600 businesses, right? People on Main Street, people in your neighborhood, people that are neighbors and friends that you can get out and support. And it's a great resource and hub for finding more information about who is local, who's a locally owned business in your community, and what are they doing in your community. So, you know, I've been on the board for almost 4 years now. I've been involved as a volunteer with DBL for going on 9 years. And it has been such a wonderful community to be a part of. It has been such a great organization to connect with other businesses and other organizations and nonprofits that are doing work, important work in our community, maybe a little quieter than some of the big places that have big ad budgets. But I've made so many wonderful connections with people, individuals who are passionate about what they're doing, about what they bring to the community, about owning a local business or being a good community business that helps support nonprofits in their community, that helps support initiatives that are important to them, that advance the community, which is, you know, the mission of civic media that we're building here through Devil Radio and Walk Radio and Bull Falls Radio, and also locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and more to come, is about community. So the synergy here is almost undeniable or unmistakable. You can't miss it, right? It's one of those things that just would smack you in the face. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. I'm thrilled to be on the station. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to talk with wonderful people every week on this show and allow them to tell their stories, because I think that's what really helps people get it. Hearing from those individuals in their own words about what their businesses are, what the organizations they lead are, what they mean to them, what their mission, goals, passions, all of it. That's what helps you as the regular community member get on board, get enlightened, want to explore more, want to shift that mindset, right? Thinking local first. It's a great tagline. It's a great way to think. And there are so many benefits that domino off of that simple act by you as a consumer. One of the dominoes is you are reinvesting in your local community by supporting local businesses in your community. And we haven't talked about this in a while, so bring it up right now. And then we'll talk about a local event coming up here quick. But if you can invest, or if you can spend dollars with local businesses, okay, 73%, 73 cents on the dollar stays in your local community, gets redistributed in your local community, strengthens your local economy, as opposed to if you go to Walmart or big box store, not to call it the big box stores, they all have their place, okay. But if you go there, only 40 cents stays in the local economy and community. A big part of that is sourcing. How many restaurants do we talk to and restaurant owners do we talk to on this show? Not just restaurants, but it's one that comes to mind, where they source their food locally. They get eggs from local farmers. They get meat from local farmers. They get vegetables from the farmers markets, from other local farmers. Think about that chain reaction. Think about all of the webbing. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. Think about all of the webbing that's connected there. Right? Who helps make all of that continue, strengthen? Who helps strengthen that webbing? It's you and I. It's you and I by thinking local first, by having that mindset. And a great resource to find local businesses that are close to you for any type of service or any type of shopping you want to do or service that you're looking for. And that includes services in your homes. It includes services for your business if you're a business owner. Just head to Dane by Local. Head to danebylocal.com. And they have this wonderful online resource directory where you can just type in search criteria and you can find local businesses that you know are local businesses, locally owned community businesses that can provide the services you want. So it is your local search engine, danebylocal.com. You head over there, you click right on the search for local businesses button, and you can type in and find pretty much anything. Restaurants, pet care services, home remodeling services. You know, Chad's Design Build, who we hear on the station a lot, is a member. So pretty much anything you can think of, it's there. I encourage you to use that resource. Make it easy for yourself. We want to make it easy for you. Okay, let's talk about some local events. Did I go on long enough about that? Probably. Luna's Block Party is scheduled to be today. We were hoping to catch up with Thad from Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Fitchburg Family Pharmacy doing some great things. We will talk with Thad soon enough, one of these upcoming shows. But Fitchburg Family Pharmacy is going to be out at Luna's Block Party today. If you have not heard of Luna's Block Party, it's a wonderful event, okay? It's today. I know the weather. Well, just watch the weather, but get out there. They've got coverage. They've got people represented. Okay. It's right over on Red Arrow Trail at 1020 Red Arrow Trail, right by Luna's Groceries It is Luna's block party today. You go out there anywhere between 1 and 7, 1 to 7 p.m. They have activities happening. You can register to vote while you're there. You can connect with Fitchburg Family Pharmacy and Thad, and you can get vaccinated today if you need a booster for COVID or if you maybe still haven't taken that step to get your initial vaccinations. Fitchburg Family Pharmacy has that for you, and they will take care of you. There's also going to be presences for all kinds of things. So it's fun. It's a block party, we said, but there's these other great community resources out at Luna's Block Party today. So again, that is at Red Arrow Trail in Madison, 2010 Red Arrow Trail, Luna's Block Party. Head over there, just here on the south side. Great opportunity to connect with community resources and also have some fun and experience what it's all about over at Luna. So encourage you to do that. I also encourage you, while we're talking about Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, to support them. They are a great local pharmacy. Thad and his team, small but mighty, have put in so much work, so much extra time, so many additional hours and availability to try to support the community through this pandemic, to get all the people that were looking to be vaccinated, allow them to have those vaccinations, to still do their regular services as pharmacists and all the other medications and customers that they have, and keep all of it running and going. And they still get out in the community all the time to do extra events and outreach. So please check them out at whatagreatpharmacy.com. Whatagreatpharmacy.com. It's Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. And man, just, I love Thad and the team. Also, by the way, they are helping sponsor the Dane by Local Car Show coming up on September 17th. So a quick plug for that. But Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, Luna's Block Party, all happening today. While we're talking about parties and things happening this weekend, before we cut to break, let's jump into this one, because I did want to remind you, we talked with Steve Starkey a while back. We also talked with Pio last week, who mentioned it from Delta Beer Lab, but it is tomorrow is outreach, the Outreach Magic Pride Festival at Warner Park. So tomorrow, Sunday, August 21st, 1 to 6 p.m., Warner Park on the north side. It's the Outreach Magic Pride Festival. So many great organizations involved, including our friends at Just Coffee Cooperative. We talked with Rob a couple weeks ago, and also Pio and Delta Beer Lab and so many others over there. So check out that as well, Magic Pride Festival. You can find out more at outreachmagicfestival.org. We'll be back in a minute to talk with Sue Peck of Evolution Financial.